Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. Just checking in on you. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. And remember that all of the chaos around you has no power to move you. Just stay centered in your peace. Stay centered in your open acceptance of what is. Do not fight with what is. It is what it is, and it is how we perceive it and how we react to it. Focus more on responding than reacting. See the beauty in everything. Accept each and every person, thing, and event as a part of the whole and as a lesson to unveil what is yet to be revealed to you, which is always a teaching. We're always here to learn in Earth School, and each and every day there's a lesson to be learned. So just stay open. A growth mindset can lead us to more clarity and excitement of what's to come. How are you feeling? How are you perceiving things? Are you tight and clenched in your perception? Take a moment to take a deep breath and allow relaxation to the shoulders, belly, thighs, feet, and forehead. Relax your gums and your scalp. Everything is made well. Tune into the divine, the grand scheme of things, to the divine unified field, to the allness of everything, to the intelligence of everything. Today is about embracing imperfection. Nature provides us with such beautiful examples of brilliance inherent in imperfection. There are albino animals, flowers that grow from concrete, and an entire crooked forest in Poland. Each of these occurrences reminds us that things do not need to be perfect in order to be beautiful, valuable, or appreciated. Today, as you meditate or as you walk, examine how you may have judged yourself as imperfect or flawed. Take stock of the toll that negative self-talk may have had on your self-esteem and self-image. How can you reframe your relationship with yourself and embrace your imperfections? I heard somebody said that perfect is boring, my friend. Everything is imperfect because everything is in constant motion and in constant change. Everything is God Himself getting to know Himself. It is the universe expanding. It is you growing up to the person that you intend to become, that you wish to become, that you try to become each and every moment. And the journey is beautiful. Embracing the journey, embracing the imperfection, loving the path. The prize is the process. This has been my mantra lately. The prize is the process, not getting too attached with the gain or reward. The mere fact that we are alive, energetic, and capable of doing things is already a reward in itself. Each moment is complete in and of itself. And you are transforming. So detach from the mind from time to time and know that everything is just flowing just like the water in the stream and the sky and the storm. It just rained hard the other day, and no storms last forever, my friend. Everything is impermanent. Everything is imperfect, but it's in its imperfection, it is perfect. So get into the Tao, the existence of the two sides of the coin. They are both true. Both are true at the same time. Do not cling into one side. Stay open. And to embrace imperfection is to really look at how you view yourself. Do your mirror work as you brush your teeth. Approve of yourself. We always talk about acknowledging your past successes. Maybe you can acknowledge and honor three successes that you've made or that you have achieved for the past week, or in the past month, or in the past year. Internalize it. What have you created? And it can be as small as you've been maintaining your bills. You've been financially balanced. Okay? And it can be as small as tidying up your kitchen or keeping your room in order. The mere fact that you have clean clothes or you can breathe. There is more good happening to you than bad. Everything's in your head, and it's all how you see things. It's all a perception game, my friend, and it can be changed moment to moment. So be keen, be a ninja in switching your perspective. Always see the good in things. Everything is, how is this the best thing that ever happened to me? Because you know what? Everything has a lesson inside of it. Everything's here to teach us something, and our resistance to learn brings us pain. Your resistance to learn is what brings you suffering. So might as well go for that learning. What am I supposed to learn in this thing that is triggering me? You get triggered because you're resisting. But if you accept and you really dive into the situation or the lesson or the concept that is needed or that is presented to you, and let go of the judgment of good and evil, let go of our filters, new insights, a new version of ourselves come to be born. We are rebirthed each and every moment. You are not who you were yesterday. There's a saying that no person can cross the river twice, because he is always a different person when he crosses the river. You are not who you were 5 minutes ago. Your chemical makeup changes through your breath. All the liquids that you have been consuming gets filtered by the intelligence of your liver and kidneys, and you keep on producing adenosine triphosphate. Myelination happens in your brain, and if you're taking MCT oil, your neural pathways gets more complex. You get to see more connections in your meditation, in your quietness. You get to see possibilities of what life could be. Life is a game, and it depends on how you play it. You are the player, you're the director of your film. Life is a game, and how are you going to play it today? To play it beautifully, you got to know the universal truths, the law of vibration, the law of gender, the law of correspondence, the law of give and take, the law of cause and effect, the law of attraction. You gotta know these basic things, as within, so without. You have to know what you want. You gotta get clear on your desire, and you have to be an engineer or an architect and build it in your head. What is your most beautiful life like? What is your most beautiful day? And design it. And you can design it by intending your time each and every day. For this hour, how are you gonna achieve and get closer to your goal? This is where we trip. We want and desire things, but we do not like doing the work that goes with it. Okay? So try engaging in the work. Try deliberate practice. Make your future be the guiding force or pulling force that decides your present. In imagining your future self, that will make your present clearer. If your future is clear in your head, your actions will depend on that. And your actions happen in the present, real time, on demand, right now, right this second. So what is it for you? Define it, get clear on it, and have fun along the way. It doesn't need to be drudgery. It doesn't need to be dreaded. It doesn't need to be dreadful. okay? It's in the attitude, okay? So an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of looking forward to what's possible and really specific on impossible dreams. Make it outrageous. Shoot for the moon and you'll land on the stars. Horizons keep changing. The goalposts change. Be malleable, be flexible, and I'm rooting for you. StartEarlyToday.com. Sign up to my newsletter. MakePureThyHeart.com. And click the notifications, follow, and share if you find value and if you want your friends and community to become a better, more sophisticated, more aware, better type of person. And it is all in us if we just shed all of these garbage, these old garments that we have grown so accustomed to wearing. You can take it off. Like take off an old shoe. It's like taking off an old garment that you're tired of already. It has gone dirty. And it's time to move on. Rebirth. Shed like layers of the onion. Or like the Russian doll. And just be excited for the new version of yourself. Okay, that's 11 minutes. Namaste.